First skipped message.
Hey, so I can still see that you're a terrible person. So this confirms all the things I thought about you.
End of message. Delete.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right, loyal liquor license listeners. So that's fucking L times four. Doing a solo one this week. Because all the same fucking guests I have on every other goddamn week. So, like, what's the point? And I had stories that I couldn't get through with the fucking Striker episode. If you heard the intro, sure you did. More like the skintro. But like, I refreshed my phone. So anybody out there with an iPhone, and Luke's been telling me to do this for years. What I do is I back everything up and then factory restore it and then do it again. And it saves so much fucking space. It's ridiculous. Like I went from 500 megabytes to like 6 gigabytes. I'm not a scientist. I apologize, guys. But when I did that, I went to my voice memo section and realized I had a real nasty fucking voicemail from an ex. And I won't mention who it is or... Yeah, not anybody and you guys would even know, but thought it would be a funny intro. So that's what that was, if you're wondering. Besides that, I fucked up today, man. Like, I went on, dude Bogues, he helped me, like, put together a fucking resume for production stuff. Okay, because every week I read, like, Production Weekly, just trying to get, like, a PA job, just any kind of job, you know. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, if I want to do that kind of thing, I might as well go for it. You know, I don't want to be the fucking GM of Target, you know? So, every week, the homie Jamie sends me the Production Weekly, and he points out good ones for me. Biggest issue is always transportation, you know? As we all know, I don't have a vehicle, but once I get a good job, then I can get a vehicle, blah, blah, blah. It's a back and forth. Anyways, so I put in for a couple. Didn't pan out. It's fine. They call me into the store now, you know, probably every day, you know, to work a couple hours. Just here's $30 in your hand. So it's like paying for my day kind of thing. But I'm looking for something, I don't know, not life-changing, you know. I don't want to be the head of fucking, MGM. I'm saying is, like, I want, like, a job that I'm going to give a shit about, you know. Because every day is the fucking same. I'm just, I get up, and it's a fucking noise factory at this apartment, all right. Not on Zook either. I'm not saying him. He's fine. Like, I rarely ever hear the fucking guy. But, like, out my window, my bedroom window, these fucking people, they're so goddamn loud. I don't know what the hell they're doing at, like, 8 a.m. It's like, oh, yeah, you, no, you do that, no. Nino, puppy, no. I hear that, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I turn over to the other side, and all of a sudden I start hearing, because my bathroom door is open, my bathroom is in my room. I start hearing the cats outside, and they're meowing to each other. Okay, I can't do a cat noise or else I would. Then the birds start going. Again, if I could do a bird noise, I'd do... What happened to that boy? But like, it's all noises all the time. So then finally I'm like, fuck it. And then Cedric has been non-fucking stop. I just clean his cocksucking cage. I feed the dude twice a day, fresh water. He's been up and down, moving shit around. I'm like, dude, you got to calm down. Finally, I move to the couch and I'm like, fuck this. I'll lay on the couch. Outside, all I hear is like just kids and people. I'm like, it's a motherfucking Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Well, I was going to say, don't you people have jobs? But I don't personally have one, so I really can't say that to somebody. But the, god damn, is there like noises going on around here? Like, maybe it's just the acoustics, either in the apartment or just in the area. I don't know. But there's just always like car alarms going off and like bottles smashing and shit. Like, it's like, what the fuck, man? And like, when I sleep hard. I'll go back to that part. I know you've heard it before, but I have two good stories about it. But I just want to get like one good, like one of those, like, they have like a colleges, like a Duke and shit like that, where like you like lay in this machine and it totally puts you out. Like, I don't know if it gasses you or whatever it does. And you wake up and you feel totally refreshed. Like, I'd love to have that, you know, because my sleep is like either I sleep 12 hours or like four, like I'll sleep 4 hours and I'm just up. And now it's like 1:35 in the morning. And I'm like, well, I can't turn my TV on because Luke's trying to sleep. I put a podcast on. I'm like, all right, I'll get some fresh air. I'll take a walk. I'll sit outside. Whatever. So that happened the other day. So I come back in and I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to try to sleep. And I did the old Uncle Zuki technique. I put the t-shirt over my face. All right. Which did work. This time, it did work. All right. I definitely kept the sun out. And I get up and it's like noon and I'm like, holy shit. And homeboy calls me. He's like, hey, can you come work for a couple hours? I'm like, well, yeah. So I don't take a shower. And I'm like, fuck, I'll just take like a Lyft because I got to wait for the bus. A Lyft up to the store is like $4. All right, fine. Not saying that I have $4 to waste, but I'm saying like, all right. I'd rather, you know, you throw $2.20 in my hand than me not work. Okay? Does that make sense? Or am I an asshole? Okay. So I don't shower. I just like put water on my face and like comb my fucking beard, put a hat on. I mean, it's a fucking liquor store. It's not, you know, Macy's. More like Gacy's. And I go, and then now today I realized the exact same thing happened. And I'm like, what the fuck? All right, fine. I'll be in there like 20 minutes. But this time I caught the bus, so I only, you know, it was only 30 cents. Okay. This is where I'm living, guys. Sorry. Just so you know, this is how I got to live. You know, I'm working off 30 cents. And he says, well, here, you want me to give you some cash? I go, listen, I'm just going to grab some shit, like tuna, fucking thing of Lucky Charms, some soy milk. I'm like, I'll just grab some stuff and we'll make it even. He's like, okay, fine. I'm good with that. I'm like, okay. Then he sends me out to get quarters from the bank, which I had to go to anyways. And they're like dicks to me at the bank, as always. Is there any bank? Okay, this is my question to you as a listener. Is there any bank out there that is like friendly? They're all friendly. They're all taking your money. But that like don't fuck you in the ass, you know? Like, I could be the guy who I'm like super friendly to a chick at the bar. Then I take her home and I fuck her in the ass and like jizz on her face. You know what I'm saying? That's what banks are. Is there any banks that don't jizz in your face and fuck you in the ass? I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm done. See, this is why I did it before. This is why I got rid of banks in the first fucking place. You can't charge me $35 for a 30-cent overcharge fucking fee or overdraft fee. Stupid. It's fucking, it's immoral. That's my opinion. Sorry. Brandon? Well, I'll try to do it Luke voice. Brandon, you know, why would you go to the bank and not have 30 cents? You know? Well, I get it. But I'm saying is like, I know. I'm at fault. I'm not going to deny that. Just saying, it's a pain in the ass. So I got to get quarters. Because we go through fucking quarters like crazy. Like, more so ever than when I worked at the other place. I think because a lot of products are priced, you know, like $4.49, $7.49, shit like that. You know, $2.24. So we go through a lot of quarters. So we always need like a good abundance of quarters. My fucking boss, he likes to have all the prices be like really like, he must have like some kind of OCD or something. Because he doesn't like if something rang up as $2.63, like he doesn't like that. He'd either take the hit or make it 270. You know, he wants it even. He doesn't like dealing with pennies. Who the fuck likes dealing with pennies? I'm going to go back to an old Luke point here. Fuck pennies. Get rid of them. Just round everything up. That's it. Fuck pennies. We don't need it costs more to make a motherfucking penny than the penny's worth. What's the point of us doing it? We're losing money as a government. If I'm a fucking a candidate right now, if I'm Bernie Sanders, I'd be like, you know what? My consideration is that we get rid of pennies. And we round everything up. You know, like something like that. Like, just have it start at 0.05. There's no reason for the other 1, 2, 3, 4 in between. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But like, thinking about this election. Oh, this ought to be a good one. I don't know. I don't think I've talked that much on my opinion of this. The last two elections, I voted for Obama. I questioned the second one, but I was like, fuck it, he's already in office. We're still like in some kind of a war. You got to kind of go with the guy. And so I have voted for him twice. Again, I'm a registered Republican, but I voted. The only times I've ever vote in my life were both for Democrats. Okay. Republicans give a shit. Okay. This conversation you're about to hear, if you've heard it 9,000 times on NPR and other podcasts, fast forward, like, I don't know, 4 minutes. I'll try to keep it kind of not that long. We're getting to the point of Idiocracy, the film. Mike Judd, but I'm probably, am I wrong on that? Fuck, I ain't looked shit up. The dude who made Beavis and Butthead, the guy who made King of the Hill, he made a movie called Idiocracy. All right, and it's like how stupid people are in the future. All right, and Terry Crews plays the president. And he's just like, just jacked and shit. If Terry Crews ran for president right now, not Ted Cruz, Terry Crews, I'd vote for him over these candidates. It's fucked. It's totally fucked. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so Donald Trump, this dude who's just been like a reality star, like a fucking whatever. Okay, he wants to get rid of Mexicans. He wants to get rid of Muslims. Okay, I mean, fine. I mean, okay, that's your thing. That's your thing. But there's no other thing. You get what I'm saying? He's not saying like, oh, we're going to bring the boys back from war. We're going to do it. He's not doing anything for me. All he's doing is shit for big business because that's all he knows. Then you got Hillary Clinton, who's just a talking head. All right. And like she talks when she gets hyped. She's like, sorry, terrible. But Hillary Clinton would have a better cabinet around her. Okay. She would have better people in office, I assume. Okay. Than a Donald Trump. Then you got Bernie Sanders. And look, I kind of like what the guy says. I sort of like his enthusiasm. I almost sort of liked it with Dean when he was running. But like at the same time, look at this motherfucker. This dude ain't going to make it through 4 years. Yo, Obama. Yo, the guy, Obama, okay, when he first became president, he looked like he just retired from the NBA. Like he was Kobe. All right? He was 39, 40 years old. I don't know how old he was. But he looked like he just retired. And he's like, okay, now what's the next step? Now the motherfucker looks like, you know, a granddad played a fiddle on a goddamn patio. That's how much it ages you. So how is a dude like Bernie Sanders, who already looks 80, going to lead our country? This is the worst shit I've ever seen. This is like Reagan versus Mondale. All right? History fans, they called him Ronald Reagan. Sorry. I see. I steal all Luke's shit. I'm sorry, Luke. I do. Fucking A. I steal Bill Burr shit, Rapport album. I just steal it. That's what I do. I'm like the fucking Carlos Mencia of podcasts. That's I'm going to start calling myself that. The Carlos Mencia of podcast. CMP. CMB. It's all we got. Cash Money Brothers. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really, you know, I honestly try to stay away from the political stuff when we talk. And by we, I mean me. And then you listen and punch your computer or turn me off. But I don't know. I hate that guy. Well, I don't hate that guy, but the guy is my dad, who's like, Brandon, I'm not even going to like, I don't even think I'm going to vote this year. I'm not going to vote. That's like a mix between Sesh, my dad, and Mike Tyson. He doesn't want to vote, but here's always my issue. And this is what somebody told me, and I agree with it. If you don't vote, then you can't bitch for 4 years. You know? And 4 years is a long time. We did this podcast longer than Obama has been in his second term. All right? So, like, we could sit here and bitch about, Obamacare and this and that. But like, you know, well, but we both voted, so, okay. I understand. But I'm seeing these people who are like, well, I'm not even going to vote this year. I'm not. I'm not even going to vote. Well, then fuck you, man. Then I don't want to hear another word out of you. Don't tell me how bad the president is. Don't tell me how bad the economy is. Everything about that. Don't tell me it. Because if you didn't vote, then, you know, go fuck yourself. All right. And then they got the, you know, I'll be teeth on this one. Like, well, by the way, like they have the Electoral College and like they can like change the votes. And like, look at what happened in 2000, like Al Gore, you know, so it really doesn't matter, by the way. Thanks, teeth. I understand. But I'm saying is, you know, be a citizen. That's the point. That's the point of us being fucking American citizens and doing this. We're not in fucking, I don't know, what country? Like Britain. Like they can't fucking pick their people. They pick like parliament and shit. But like Prince Harry's gonna be fucking king and shit. Like that just doesn't matter. Like it's just like yeah, he's gonna do it. I guarantee every one of you motherfuckers out there. If I said right now, yo, Bloomberg. You run for president, third party, Bull Moose style, Teddy Roosevelt style. Hashtag Bull Moose. You'd vote for him. Because I fucking sure as fuck would. I wish this goddamn guy would run. Except this country has such a fucking problem with Jews that, like, I don't know. I don't know. Let's say like this. Obama saved me money on student loans. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, fucking stupid wig. He should run. He should bow out of the Republican Party and run for the Whig Party. WHIG. That'd be fucking hilarious. Sorry. And I'm sure that joke's been made like millions of times, but I just thought of it. Just tell me, like, we're gonna try to fix this student loan debt thing. We're gonna try to get jobs out there. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. You know, unemployment's at like a new low, not in this apartment, but in, you know, most places. And I think that, I don't know. I mean, if I had a vote right now, who do I vote for? This is going to be an interesting election day podcast when it comes down to it. Because I like to read through. Cedric, go to fucking sleep, dude. You kept me up all fucking night. Just go to sleep. You're nocturnal. It's like fucking 2 o'clock. Settle. Sorry, buddy. I'll give you a treat later. All right. Like, oh, man. I don't know. Who the fuck is Trump's, like, running? Like, who would he run with? Who would be his guy? Would it be Ted Cruz? Am I just so out of it that I'm like that much of a fuck up that I don't realize who these people are going to be running with? Like, if Hillary Clinton, like, went with, like, I don't know, Colin Powell, maybe I'd vote for that. I don't know. Who cares? All you ever hear on this fucking podcast is cocks and shitting and fucking bitches and just stupidity. So I once in a while try to make it somewhat intellectual for the 15 listeners that was being generous. So I'll get to, this is what happens. All right, I'm going to tell you guys something. This is what happens when you do a show, not only by yourself, but just in general. And I've heard Howard Stern say this too. You forget what you say. Okay, so I could have said something really offensive. Like I could have said, you know, so-and-so is a motherfucker. And then 20 minutes later be like, yeah, so-and-so is like a pretty cool guy. Like, you know, I forgot if I told you. I totally dick bogues today on racquetball. I bought a racket off Amazon. I shouldn't have, but I missed playing because I had, when I worked at Dick's Sporting Goods, I had like a $275 racket. I mean, it was like the fucking number one racket, and it wasn't like I was like a stud or was on like the team, but like, I really like playing racquetball. I play against my aunt and I play against, John Paul Gill like a couple times a week. Like, I was getting good at it. And this is like when I was in good health, like 1920. What was Brandon in good health? 1920. Like, so I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll play. But this dude, he wants to play at like fucking 9:15 in the morning. And he doesn't understand for the last 12 years of my life. That's about the time I get up. All right. That's about the time I start to like fool, like dick around, maybe have breakfast. Maybe have a smoke, maybe whatever. You know, I'm like around 11 o'clock, I'm good to go. You know, but he wants to play. I have the fucking shit attack at like 9:30. And I'm like, dude, I don't think we're going to make it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to pay a fucking guest pass and play fucking racquetball if I got to shit every fucking 30 minutes. I'm like, let me get rid of this. He's like, well, I got a meeting at noon. I'm like, well, you're fucked. Because we're not playing today. This, like, that ain't happening. I'm going to have colitis. Listen to Rappaport today, like, maybe I got colitis. Maybe I could, like, take a pill and not shit so much. But I only, here's the thing, I shit, like, I'm sorry, guys, it's gross. But I shit, like, 3-4 times in the morning. And they're, like, you know, yeses. They're, like, emergency shits. Then the rest of the day, like, I'm totally fine. Never once have to shit, never once have to, nothing. Nothing. Just in the morning. So, like, by 11 o'clock, I'm like, fuck, man, now we could have played. Like, now I'm into it. Now I'm like, and like, I even like stretched out and shit. I did like planks. I was doing like leg raises and shit. Like, I was trying to get all ready because, like, I haven't played racquetball in a bunch of years and I really want to fucking play. I'm not saying I was good, but I'm saying, like, I had fun doing it. It's sort of like, it was like golf to me. You know, it was one of those ones where I had good enough talent, but it wasn't great, you know. That's like every, I mean, I don't even think I can name it. Every sport I ever played, I had good enough talent, but I wasn't great, all right? Maybe that leads into my depression or my, however my mind works, you know. Like every chick I dated, oh, I'm a pretty good guy, but I'm not great. You know, I'm not buying you a car. I'm not, you know, this is going back to the Striker thing where he talks about that. But, which, if you didn't like the episode, I apologize. I know I cut him off, but like he was super baked and he was just all over the fucking place. So like, I just was sort of rolling with it. So I apologize if you disagree with that. Let's say that. So, I'm sorry, dude, Bogues. But we're going to play next week. And I told Luke on the weekends, you know, when if Luke has off, he can always go play too because he has a membership to LA Fitness and they got the racquetball courts. And it's a good sport, man. It's an old guy sport. I think it's just, it's in that wheelhouse, you know, of golf, bowling, racquetball, bocce ball. I fucking love bocce ball. Anybody that's out there who likes bocce ball, man, hit a play up. I love me some bocce ball. That's a fucking fun-ass game. But you, I want to go, like, yo, anybody out here in LA, you ever go, like, you go down by, like, Santa Monica, and they got, like bocce ball courts that are, like, all, like, trimmed and shit and, like, ready to play? Like, fuck, man, that looks like fun. And, like, shuffleboard or pool, those kind of sports. Like, you know, listen, I love to watch football, baseball, NHL, but I sucked. I sucked at all of them. Like, I mean, I could shoot a couple hoops. I'd be hooping. That one goes up to Scott and Bay. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. Like, right now, if you said, hey, let's throw on some pads and, like, you line up as a tight end, I'm like, nah, I ain't doing it. Like, nah, that ain't my thing. I don't want to, get my fucking ass kicked, because I totally would. But, like, yeah, those other sports, man, fuck. Recreational sports, let's call them. Those are always fun to me. And, we're Treeman, most people, they fast forward when I do Brandon's fucking NBA playoff minute. In the NHL, we got the Stars and the Blues. I think the Blues are going to take it finally. I don't think that they've won a cup since the 60s, so that would be huge. On the other side, who do you got? You got the Penguins, the Capitals. I mean, fuck them both. I like Ovechkin, so maybe the Capitals. And they've been good for, like, so many years. Like, maybe it'd be time. Like, we saw the Capitals versus the Blues, like, that's like, fuck, that'd be sick, you know. Maybe nobody gives a fuck about it, but, like, at the same time, like, it'd be pretty cool. NBA, the Raptors, more like the Crafters, They, wow, man, they've taken a dump on themselves. Like, they look great, but now, like, series is all tied up. Dwayne Wade's coming around. Like, fuck, man. But here's the issue. This is what's going to happen. This is what I always fucking say. The Raptors and the Heat, let's call them the Skeet. So the Raptors and the Skeet, they're going to play each other hard. Does that make sense? Get the pun? And it's going to go like a 7-game series. The Cavaliers already won their series. So they're already in the conference finals. Kevin Love has just been dropping bombs. Kevin Love is like the shit right now. LeBron's not even the dude on... LeBron's not even the main guy. It's Kevin Love. Kyrie's just playing. Like, the team is finally starting to play together. But now they got to sit. And they might have to sit fucking 10, 11, 12 days to see who the fuck they're going to play. And then by the time... This is where you come to an issue, because now by the time you get to it, okay, well, the Cavs, they're rested, okay, but they're not, like, you know, ready to go. They're not, like, mobile. You know what I'm saying? They had too much time off. So I still think the Raptors win it, but we'll see. So Raptors, Cavs. Raptors will be way too beat up. Cavs are going to fucking win in 5 games. So Cavs, back to the finals so LeBron can win one for the land. The better story would be the Heat winning and then playing the Cavs, and then the Heat beating the Cavs. That would be fucking awesome since LeBron left them. Okay, all you sports heads out there, you'd get that. But I still think Cavs. Western Conference, man, they need Steph Curry back healthy. Because Portland's putting on a show. Damian Lillard is becoming a stud. He was a stud. He still is. And, like, it's going to be, whew, I don't know. And then the Spurs, fuck. I mean, dude, yo, this is going to be a tough one. You would think the Golden State being, like, the technically the best team ever is just going to roll through this shit. But then that Steph Curry injury happened. And fucking A, I don't know. I'm still not giving it to the Cavs. I still want Cleveland to have just as bad of luck as all Buffalo teams do. As the miss Scott Norwood field goal in Super Bowl 25. As the puck through the side of the net when they're playing the Stars, Stanley Cup Finals. I want Cleveland have just as bad of luck as the Buffalo teams. Because, you know what? The family's grieving.
Fuck them.
So, all right. What do I got? All right, you guys ready? Remember, I don't do stingers on this show. I want to do one for this, but I just don't. Hang on a second. Oh, that sucked. I was either going to shart or, like, have a really good fart, and I had neither. So it was a nart. This is the segment that we call Tales from the Liquor Store. Remember when Teeth did the fucking third string all-stars thing? And he's like, third string all-star. Like, he was like a fucking vampire. Tales from the Liquor Store. I want to say it was Saturday night. I'm working. And everything's going fine. It was he wanted me to come in an hour early, so I'm doing like a 1-to-1. So I'm doing like a 12-hour shift. And it's not bad. Like, if I wanted to, I could just sit at the thing and watch the computer and everything. But people come in like every 2 seconds, you know? Like, there was a point of me or a point of time where I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to watch Deadpool again. And I turn it on and it gets to like the Marvel studio. And you're like, hello. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? And like, you can't just sit there. You got to get and make sure they're not stealing shit. You know, it's the whole thing. Then they leave and I'm like, oh, you know, hey, have a great day. You know, if it's a Mexican guy, provecho. That means enjoy. If you guys want to know. There you go. That's how you say it in Spanish. And so I'll go back and say, oh, no. All right, fuck it. I'm not even going to bother. I can't concentrate. And I get it. It's my job. Like, I'm not going to fucking bitch about it. So I just, okay. Now I'm around, I don't know, 8:30 p.m. on a Saturday. Homicide. Investigation. Sorry. Is that like a intro to a show? Like SVU or some kind of shit? I don't know. I was like Striker on that one. Sorry. This girl comes in and she is bloodied the fuck up. Like, I'm talking like from her skull just bleeding down to her neck. Her knees are just fucking destroyed. And she's fucked. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, and now I have, at the same time, I got like 3-4 customers in the store. So like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, okay, I grab a chair. I sit her down. Now, two of the customers in the store are like regulars. They're there like 3-4 times a day. Buying wine or whatever the fuck they buy. And they're trying to talk to her. Now, I'm like rattled. And I give them like paper towels and some like wet ones. You know, go wipe your filthy ass. Scott will get that one. And I'm like, okay. Yes, 1732. Okay. And I'm like visibly shaken by this because I don't know if this girl just fucked. I have no clue what just happened. This girl was fucked. Okay. And so now, okay, finally, all right. The two ladies are there and they're talking to her and they're like asking her name and stuff. And she's like, don't call the cops. I might have a warrant. I might have. No. Where's Billy? I don't know where. Don't call the cops. And I'm like, fuck this. Like, the fire department's like, if you were Scott Murphy, you could throw a football to it. That's how close it is. So I call the fire department, but it's not. It's like dispatch, and dispatch has to send them down. Okay. So they come down, and we're just keeping her there because she's, like, ready to go. Now, some weirdo is, like, lurking outside. The other, she came in from the one door. Then we have another entrance. So there's two entrances to the store. Some dude in, like, a hoodie kept coming in and, like, just looking around. And he, like, walked away. But then he come back around. He'd look in again. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know? What is this? What are we doing right now? So I'm hearing her. She's like, oh, no, I don't know where I am. And this and that. So finally, okay, paramedics show up. Maybe 5 minutes later, even though they're, you know, a football field away, they show up. All right, they put her in a stretcher. They start asking questions. And so I'm like, trying to listen in because the boss is going to ask me, so I got to know, you know, what to tell him. And she was like, oh, I don't know, we were driving and he threw me out of the car. I'm like, holy shit, which made total sense. If, number one, she was on something. I don't know what the fuck. I didn't know if she liked it wet, dirty, PCP, homie. All right, okay. You could tell because, like, both her knees were fucked up. And then where she hit her head, like, if somebody threw you out of a car, it would make total sense. A fucking scumbag of a guy would do that, you know? She was probably, oh, boy. I don't want to do another Reservoir Dogs reference, but she probably was 19, 20. And I felt bad, and, like, I'm trying to, like, help out, and, you know, the good-looking fucking pieces of shit firemen are like, hey, man, we might have to ask you more questions. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I don't fucking know anything, but okay. Yeah, he threw me out, but I don't want to go to the hospital. I need Billy. So, okay, this is what I surmise in my head. I put this together. All right. Billy and fucked up knees face lady, they're get into some type of domestic abuse situation of, oh, you fucked my friend, you did that. I mean, I don't know. I'm just making this up. And she's like, well, then let me the fuck out of the car. And she goes open the door and he just pushes her out. Like, I listen, I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do at all. It's terrible. Fuck that guy. Hope that guy gets like raped in the ass if they find him. Fuck him. But believe me, I've been in situations like that where I wanted to do the same thing and didn't do it. So, like, okay. What I'm saying is, yeah, she did not want to go to the hospital because maybe she had warrants out. But she was told, man, I don't, it wasn't just drinking. Let's say that. And it wasn't weed. There was definitely some other, got a lot of demons, bud, going on in that head of hers. And so now it's, you know, 9:45, 10 o'clock. I text the boss and I let him know what happens. He's like, well, did it happen at the store? I'm like, well, no, but the ladies helped her out. And he's like, all right, man, you did the right thing. All right, we can't get in trouble for it. I'm like, okay, cool, cool. And you realize all my bosses sound the same way. Like, okay, let's say I get a job at like a construction company. All right, Brandon, well, you know, move the pallet. Just do that over there. Or let's say like I get a job at like a school. And I got to go talk to like the principal. Like, oh, okay, Brandon, well, you know, make sure you do this now. So see, Luke's right. Luke's right on my fucking impersonations. That's it. That's it. That's all I have. Sorry. I'm finally trying to realize that, and it fucking sucks. Sorry. So the same day, this is just a weird day. This is just one of those days where like, just everything that's fucking weird is going to happen. And now there's this bum, and he comes in. I don't know. I'm working like 4 to 6 days a week, but they're not long hours. The 2 days are like the long hours, but this one black guy comes in and he's this fucking black guy. And he stinks. Like, nothing racist. But, I mean, he smells like say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wore the same sneakers every game for an 82 game season and never cleaned them. Never even wore socks. That's what this guy smells like. I hope anybody would get that reference. It's just awful. Okay? Like, every time he leaves, I gotta, like, spray the store down. And I feel bad, like, because I gotta wait. But, like, I'm like, okay, sir, okay, I will see you later. Dude always pays, you know? He gets, like, a fucking Gatorade and a fucking, a thing of fucking notebook paper, you know, like those black and white ones. And then he just like leaves. I'm like, oh, yep, have a nice day. Have a nice day. You know, like it's like that bad where like the customers who come in like leave. Like it just stinks. So like they got a spray behind the desk and I assume it's for this exact thing. So I spray it down. Doesn't work. It's the stink is still there. So what do? Like a typical fucking bodega liquor store, I light incense. I'm like, hopefully this will help. All right? Hopefully this will get rid of this fucking stink that this guy, he didn't shit in the floor, use the bathroom, he just walked through and he stunk that bad. All right? I mean, I haven't taken a shower since Saturday night, and it's Tuesday. I don't even have a stink to me. I probably smell like booze, but, like, I don't have, like, a stink. But, like, oh, my God. I mean, I imagine you wear the same clothes every day, and, you know, you comb your hair with, like, a fucking twig. I mean, I get it. I get it. Like, you're going to have a stink to you. You know? You don't brush your teeth. You know? You put a piece of gum on, like, a rose petal and, like, rub it against your teeth. Like, yeah, you're going to have a smell to you. I understand. But, like, this stink was like, whew, oh boy. So, which I'm realizing I'll probably be this guy's roommate in the next couple weeks. Hopefully. I hope he's got a good box set up down there. And where does Luke always say that all the fucking homeless are? Down on like Venice or some shit. I'm in the bathroom, guys. I'm not pausing because it's a humongous pain in the ass to fucking edit all this stupidity. I'm going to try to pee, but I'm going to try to pee quietly. So I light the fucking, I light the incense. Let the incense burn. You guys remember that from Jay-Z? And he comes back in again. And he pulls the money out of his sock. And I'm like, oh my God, how old are those socks? And it was like, he was buying like a bag of Cheetos or like $1.50. So I just said, yeah, no, man, they're on the house, dude. You know, don't worry about it. And he like, now he fought with me. He's like, nah. No, I'm paying for them. I'm paying for these Cheetos. And I'm like, okay, dude. All right, pay for the Cheetos. This is one of those where Brandon feels terrible minutes. I just didn't want to take his money because it was in his sock that he's probably worn, you know, for 6 months straight now. I didn't want to touch the money. So as soon as he leaves again, I go and I wash my hands and I'm like, fucking A. Am I the asshole here? Am I the fucking dick? I don't know. Maybe I am. Nice enough guy. All right. Hopefully he comes in again. I'll offer him like a spa massage and a bath, like a Russian bath. Is that what those are? All right. Anyways. Okay. So the fucking, sorry. I know I roll on with these tales from the liquor store, but I did anyways. Now that I work there, I have even more. The brand Budweiser is changing their name for the summer. Okay? So if you go to the store starting in June, you're not going to buy a Budweiser. You're going to buy a America. That's not a joke. I'm going to say it again. Look it up. See if I'm lying. You can't go in and buy Budweiser. You're going to have to buy America. Yes. That fucking stinks. It's awful. Who in the motherfucking right mind would... I bet the South is going to go crazy over it. Okay? But at the same time, like... you know, I'm not... I don't mean... No. No. I don't even want to get into it. I just want to tell you the guys then. See what happened. That's another thing. The homeless guy. Sorry, I hate to keep going back to the black homeless guy.
Fucking black guy.
He always buys kids glue. So, I mean, I imagine either he's eating it or... I don't know. Well, okay. Let's put this in perspective. Now that I'm actually thinking about it. He could be eating it or snorting it or doing whatever he wants with it. But he always does buy like a pad of paper. So I wonder if he writes like crazy notes.
Give me notes.
Like, you know, like he'll write like a poem. Like Luke will get a kick out of this one. Like Freddie, who used to work with us. Your eyes are like the eagle's wings soaring. But then into the acorn they went. Like if you write shit like that and then like glues it to like telephone poles. Maybe that's what he's doing, man. Hey, he's trying to be creative. I wish I'd give him the podcast, but the guy doesn't speak much English. And like I'd have to do it like in like one of those jail cell things, like where you talk through the glass. You know, like I wouldn't want him in my apartment and I wouldn't want to like sit next to him because of his stink. I don't know. Like, what's the worst stink you can think of? Like, that's this guy. Like, it sucks. I feel bad because this motherfucking guy, he never complains about the price. He always pays. Sure, he pulls the quarters and pennies out of his sock. Yeah, okay, that's gross. I know I disinfect my hands afterwards, but I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe he's oh, I'm going to fuck this name up. Why would I even bother? Basquiat? B-A-S-Q-U-I-A-T? I know I fucked it up and you're all laughing at me right now. Maybe, you know, but maybe he's like a fucking street artist and he's doing like cool shit, you know? Or maybe he just takes the glue and eats it and thinks it's fucking pudding. I don't know. I mean, it could be one or the other. I have no idea what this guy's into. But after getting a haircut and a beard trim, I just like look at my beard and I want to have a beard, not a woman because I'm a gay homosexual. I'm saying like I want to have a facial hair beard. There's so many white hairs and I've made V-Ron pluck them for me. Reluctantly, she does. I've made other people do it for me. I'm like, fuck it. I'm at Rite Aid right now. I got to get some shit. So I go over to the tweezer section. And it has the men's tweezers. Okay. Okay. I mean, hold for Stinger. Bum, 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 bum. Metrosexual Minute of the Week. T-Bone and Brennan. Okay, so I didn't feel like putting it in, so I just did that. They have men's tweezers. There's no fuck. I look at them, I look at the women's, I look at them, I look at the women's. I'm just going to get them because it says men's, and I don't want to be embarrassed by the cashier when they, you know, they see what I'm buying. So I get the men's one, and it comes with one that's like sort of slanted. Like Mike's girlfriend's eyes again. Sorry. Like my ex's eyes. Bitch! Sorry. Had to have one of those in there. And another one's like straight. Unlike most of your sexualities. Okay, I'm rambling, guys. I'm rambling. Rambling about tweezers. Anyways, so I gotta pluck white hairs out of my beard. All right. And it's a real motherfucker. Let's say that. I got a ton of white hair. I found a white hair on my shaft. All right? And I bick it. But I know it's going to come back. And I don't want it to. Like, I'm just getting to that age where either I got to let this shit go or, like, I don't know. What are the options here? I mean, is there an option? Shit's just gonna happen. Like, I can shave my face, but then I got fucking stupid Christmas ham face. So, like, I like to have a beard. You know, I wish I had, like, the Scott Murphy, you know, like a real good old country boy beard, you know? But, like, it just doesn't grow that same way. And there's a lot of people in a treeman whose beard grows like he's, like, 14, you know? But he has white patches in it. It's weird. You get the white patches in your beard right by your mouth. I wonder if there's like a scientific explanation for that. Why do you start getting white hairs right there? I don't know. I'm curious. Bi-curious. You know. I wanted to shave a man. What the fuck am I even talking about? All right, I'm going to wrap this up because, see, this is why I need a guest. I'm a complete fucking penis. Like, I may have had, maybe had, like, a couple good points, but, like, a shaved dude Bogues' penis. Like, come on, Brent. You're better than that, buddy.
No, you're not.
All right, I'll leave you on this. Terrific fucking story that goes nowhere. I imagine 50% of you out there are WWF / WWE fans, or were at some point. And for no reason, well, no, actually, I have a reason. I was telling my fucking boss that I should be employee of the month. I sold this bottle, and he laughed. And I sent him a picture of Akeem from Coming to America. it said, you know, McDowell's Employee of the Month. And it, you know, he LOL'd me. He's like Luke's brother. He LOLs. And, or Hey Maddie or somebody, you know. Just it's somebody who just LOLs. That frustrates me. Like, we do it as like a goof. It's like Luke saying bae. Like, it's like a goof. But like someone who does it like for real, you're like, really, dude? You just LOL'd me? Like a chick, maybe. But okay, fuck it. I'm getting off point. Then I start thinking, I'm like, do you remember there's a wrestler named Akeem the African Dream? All right? And this is like, I'm talking early 80s, mid 80s. His name was Akeem the African Dream, and he was a humongous, fat, tall, white guy. And he'd come out and he had like a dance. He'd have like a dance where like he'd like snake his arms down on either side. Like, I'm doing it as I'm talking to you and you can't see me do it. So like, look it up on like YouTube. Akeem the African Dream. And he'd come out and he'd fight like Andre the Giant or fucking Jake the Snake. He was like the heel. Like, he'd always get his ass kicked. But he had like a black handler for a little while. I can't think of what the fuck his name. He was like Jimmy Mouth of the South, but in his black, like the black guy version of that. How the fuck does WWF come up with a guy? Akeem the African Dream, and it's some big fucking white Russian white guy. Sorry, it's so stupid. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And he'd come out like in full fucking like dashiki. Like, he looked like the King of Zamunda. That's what's funny about it. He looked like the fucking King of Zamunda. Like the outfit that he wore. But this guy was whiter than me. And he had a fucking beard and a fucking big ass gut. And he'd wrestle in a dashiki. So just look up Akeem the African Dream. All right? Because like, God damn it, what a stupid premise. The 80s had some weird premises when it came to wrestling. All right, they did. I'm not saying, see, the 90s, late 90s got better because they started to get like clicks, you know, NWO, the Wolfpack, DX, that kind of shit. That was kind of like fun. All right. But like late 80s, WWF, man, like the shit they came up with, like fucking Coco Beware comes out with a fucking parrot and then Jake the Snake, he's got fucking, oh, fuck, I can't think of the snake's name. Somebody text me the snake's name. Damien, he come out with him. And then in that fucking podcast he did with Jay Moore, he said he fucking hated snakes, which is even better. Ravishing Rick Rude, he'd come out with, like, his face on his cock. Like, he'd wear, like, tights and he had his face on his cock. God damn it, man. But that's, you know, that's what we grew up in. You know what I mean? Akeem the African Dream. I wish anybody can, if anybody out there can fucking remember Akeem the African Dream, please text me. Because it's been bothering me for a while. I looked up some old YouTube videos and the stupid dance that he does. Oh, it's miserable. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I bored you enough for this week. Well, enjoy your week. Hopefully next week I have a guest so I'm not so boring and that you don't hate me and want to kill me. Even though, I mean, most of you probably want to. But all right. Talk to you soon. Fuck your faces.
Yo, some people got good friends and not I live my life right. Intense. On the edge, on the wire. I'm from the group where friction needs to fire. Stack your bricks, the time is take your pick. Do or don't, the track, out the mix. Yo, my life is good, I got my peeps in the mix, so.
Words come to words, so my peoples come first.
I got worldwide family all over the earth. And I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Word
drugs I disperse are here to free minds. Yeah. And if mine are needy, I need to feed mine.
When worse come to worse,
set up shop and write a verse. Actually, what? That's best come to best. My lyrics take care of me, they therapy, get shit off my chest. Extra stress, 3-4 over the score. Different patterns of rhyming prepare me for war. So next time you see us, we'll be deadly on tour.
When worse come to worse, my peoples come first.
Word up, if worse comes to worse, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated peoples. Babu, evidence, Irish science. And a shout out to my man Alchemist on the Trizap.
My peoples come first.
I'm a glutton for the truth, even though truth hurts. I've studied with my peoples on streets and in church. We make it hard when we go on first. Long road, honor of the samurai code. These California streets ain't paved with gold.
When worse come to worse, my peoples come first.
I got the back. At the end of the day, we could go our separate ways, but the song remains and won't change. Got my target locked in rain. I might switch gears, but first I switch lanes. Without my people, I got nothing to gain. That's why.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Special victims unit, catalyst for movement. Right. Create to devastate since 84, show improvement. Definitely dilated, peoples comes first. Cross train and spar, we raise the bar and we put it in your ear no matter who you are.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. Worst come to the worst. Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. My peoples come first.
My peoples come first.